I took Connor to the little residence-only playground. And so we get there, and up pulls his truck, and you know they're not residents because they came from out of the neighborhood. Right. Out hops this man. His name, I find out, is Huck.
Huck?
Okay. Huck is wearing cut-off coveralls.
Oh,
made into shorts.
Okay. Oh, yeah, baby.
And rubber flip-flops.
Okay. That's Cousin Eddie.
As he gets out of the truck, he just flicks. You know how he flicks a cigarette across the street.
Okay. You third thing.
You were making this up.
And you flick
it. I swear, I know, I told you would think this was a lie. Then out hops his wife, Dot. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But most of the time they're there that he calls her mother. Okay? He calls her mother. And their daughter, Charity.
Oh, my Charity. God, Charity.
Charity's about four.
Okay.
So then Dot and Huck get this huge cage. They pull down the tail of their truck and pull out this cage. And they pull out three ferrets. The ferrets' names, there was a white ferret.
Right.
Named Snowball.
Snowball.
The other was Ferret Fawcett, okay?
Oh,
and the third one was Satan. And they're letting this little girl play with these ferrets and kiss them, and the one's trying to bite her. And
Satan?
Then Satan's trying to bite her. And
well,
the little kid has on this T-shirt. Charity has on a T-shirt that says, "Tie one on." So we finally leave, and the thing that cracked me up was we were walking away, and the mother, Dot, had put out her cigarette in the sand, and the father said something to the effect of, "Well, that wasn't gone yet," and he pulls it back out of the sand and relights it. There's my white trash story.
Rick and Brad Radio. Mornings on the Cat.